body is beneficial.
But it's not only physically beneficial to cry. It's also spiritually beneficial for one to cry. Pasuk in Tehillim states, "Vatashkemu b'dimos shalish." You made them drink tears in great measures. The Sfas Emes writes, "Shalish is milashon shalosh." Just like Klal Yisrael reached spiritual heights on the shalosh regalim, so too says the Sfas Emes, those same heights could be met through the avelus of the Churban Abayis, through the tears that are shed on Tisha B'Av. The Pasuk in Eicha we're about to read says, Nepach le'evel micholenu. The Sfas Emes explains, micholenu, our instruments, the items that we used in the rejoicing in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the micholenu, nepach, they converted into evel, into tears. The same spiritual heights that we reach through the Micholenu, we reach through the Maos. Pesach has a mitzvah, Shabiyom, which is matzah. Sukkis has a mitzvah, which is lulav, it's sukkah. Tisha B'Av has a mitzvah, Shabiyom, which is crying, which is shedding tears. The pasuk in the Navi will read in the Asorah tomorrow. Ha'evke bechodesh hachamishi. When they were asking the Navi, Zechariah, should we cry? Should we keep Tisha B'Av? They say, should we cry? Bechi. That's the kiyum. That's the fulfillment of the mitzvah shebiyom on Tisha B'Av. But there are two types of tears. There are tears in despair, a tear of a tragedy. But the tear of Tisha B'Av is not only over the tragedies, but it is the tears, as we say tomorrow, of Kimo Isha B'Tziraha. Like the Panovich Rav wrote, like a woman who's in labor, who's going through difficulties, she's going through pain, but she knows that the child will come out any second. And we know our tears tomorrow and our tears tonight are tears of hope, not of despair. As Rabbeinu B'Chaya writes, the first time we encounter in the Torah tears is the tears of the oceans and the river separating from the Mayim Bashamayim, and they cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Medrash says. We don't want to leave the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to stay connected to you. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that is the first time we encounter tears, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, your time will come with the Nisach HaMayim on the Mizbeach. But that is the tears we mimic on Tisha B'Av, the tears of hope, the tears of a woman in labor. The Chasam Sofer writes that we're going to go in great detail throughout the Crusades, throughout the Holocaust, throughout the Churban Abayis, many korbanos that Klal Yisrael were makriv, not only on the Mizbeach, unfortunately, but they were makriv themselves. There was much mesiras nefesh, people died, al kiddush Hashem, and these were the korbanos of Klal Yisrael throughout the generations. However, the Chasam Sofer says, when we discuss korbanos, we look at Vayikra, the parshios of korbanos, that's not the only thing that's brought on the Mizbeach. There's also nesachim, the complementary offerings. What about the nesachim? Where are the nesachim? The Chasam Sofer writes, that's the mitzvah shebiyom of Tisha B'Av. That's the tears that we complement the korbanos, all the bodies, all the people, all the neshamos that gave up their lives al kiddush Hashem. They are the korbanos. We today have to complete the process and offer the nesachim to the Ribbono Shel Olam through our tears. And our tears are the nesachim that are going to be nekrav in completion with their korbanos. Not only is crying physically beneficial, like we said, spiritually beneficial, but it's also an opportunity. It's a privilege. We know many, many stories of people throughout the Holocaust, throughout the Crusades, that had to go through these tragedies, these calamities, as robots. They had to divorce any emotion that they had. They couldn't express any fear, and they couldn't shed any tears throughout the tragedies that they faced. We have an opportunity. We, Baruch Hashem, are not in such tragedy. And we could look at those tragedies and compensate for those tears that they were not able to express. I read a story of a mother and daughter, Chana and Leah, that during the liberation process, when the American troops came in World War II, so the troops were shocked. These two, this mother and daughter, were hiding for years, and they expected them to rejoice as when the troops came and freed them. They expected them to hug and kiss. They expected them to have joy, and they were silent. They walked silently until Chana turned to her mother, and she said to her mother, Leah, am I allowed to cry? She promised her mother for 7 years not to shed a tear, not to weep, not to express any emotion. Chas v'shalom, the Nazis should find them in hiding. And now she requests to shed her tear. This is the privilege that we have to compensate for those 7 years of Chana not expressing any emotions. Bezalel Rosengarten lived with his wife and a baby in the time of World War II, and they were hiding from the Nazis. And they were with a group of other 12 other couples, and they were hiding in their neighbor's wine cellar. And as the Nazis were approaching house by house, they were silent. Chas v'shalom, the Nazis should hear them. But suddenly their silence, as the Nazis were approaching, it was broken. The baby let out a cry. And the 12 couples turned to the mother and father, Bezalel, keep your baby quiet. They're coming, they're going to hear us. And the mother was struggling to quiet her baby, but she couldn't. Finally, she took her hand and she covered the baby's mouth. And the baby never shed a tear again. That baby, that's what we're crying for. The baby who wasn't able to shed tears. As well as all the other karbanos, like the Chasam Sofer wrote, who didn't have the nesachim. We have to compensate for those nesachim. Tomorrow we're going to read an Eicha. The Koach of Bechi. The Koach of this mitzvah shaviyom, of crying. The Rebbeinu Shalom is mana geula. We're going to turn, we'll read in the kinos. We turn to Avram Avinu, the Av Hamon Goyim. We turn to Yaakov, Yitzchak. We turn to Moshe Avinu, the Moser HaTorah. He can't get it out of Golos. Who? Who is successful? Rachel. Mama Rachel. Rachel Mevaka Abanel. Rachel has the Koach of Bechi. That, the Mitzvah Shebiyom, the Koach of Bechi, the Mitzvah Shebiyom of Tishba, of tears, that eventually will be the Koach to bring us out of the Golos. Just in terms of the day, it's very difficult for us to connect to Tisha B'Av, destruction of the Mikdash, so many kinos focused on the Mikdash, on a structure, on an edifice that we never even encountered. Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes that we need to view the Mikdash not only as the physical structure that was desecrated, that was defiled, but as the Rebbeinu Shlom says himself, Va'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti na pesocho, not I will rest in the Mikdash, Va'asuli Mikdash V'shachanti pesocham. We can personalize the Churban HaMikdash. The thought, as the Kodesh HaKadoshim writes from Chaim Volozhiner, which was the source of Kedusha for the whole world, our body represents all different aspects of the Mikdash, and the source of Kedusha in our bodies, in our lives, is our heart. What illicit thoughts, what evil hirhurim do we enter into our hearts that we can compare ourselves to Titus, writes Rav Chaim Volozhiner. We defile our own Mikdash. The Asuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, you are connected to the Churban HaMikdash. Because the Churban HaMikdash is in each one of our lives. And we, as Titus did, we bring a Zona into the Mikdash. We bring all these things. We defile the Mikdash. And we desecrate the Mikdash. And we have to mourn the fact that we do this. And as the Rambam says, the day of Tisha B'Av is not only a day of mourning, a day of tshuva. In Mirtz Hashem, throughout the day, we have the ability to introspect, and we'll be able to be metakin these hirhurim and these chatoim that we brought into our Kodesh HaKodashim.